A disease that children used to get, they choke to death.
Whooping cough.
Or another one is
diphtheria.
These are all good ones. They're bad ones, actually. I mean, you're right. They're bad to have, right. The skin turns yellow and the eyeballs turn yellow. They call that, you ever have a word for the
jaundice?
And when you get a pain in your right side, you double up and you have to have this thing taken out.
Appendicitis?
And you eat some of the wrong stuff and you feel woozy in your stomach and you lean over the fence and sorry.
Feel like vomiting?
Do you have any sort of fun words for that? I mean, I know it's a serious business, but you talk about it sometimes in a light manner for vomit. Do you ever say skin a goat around here or anything like that? Purge? Puke?
Puke is more like it. We'd say that, but they don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, a person who's sick right in here, you might say he's sick.
In your stomach?
What would you say for that, man? Sick?
Well, I would think it'd be sick in the stomach.
Strangely enough, this is someplace, I say sick to my stomach, or sick at my stomach, one or the other. Down in Moline today, the man said sick to his stomach.
Oh,
and then here you're sick in the stomach. There's not one that's right, especially. It just has a variation in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out what it is here, that's all. If you hear some good news, or say your neighbor heard some good news, and you might say that he came right over
and told me.
Or he came right over to, would you say to tell me? Or
to tell me.
Somebody asks you, will you do it? And you say, yes, I
will.
I will.
And somebody asks both of you together, will you do it? And you say, yes, we.
We will.
Okay. A boy is seen at the house of a young lady. You might suspect that he's seen there several times, and you might suspect that he's doing what?
In love, I suppose.
Or would you ever, a word for that, he's, would you
courting.
Say? Any other words for that? Would you say going with? Or,
with our daughter or something like that.
Going with, uh-huh. Keeping company?
Keeping company.
Sparking, would you say that?
Yes, spark.
Is one of these older than the other, or are they all about the same?
Well, I guess they used to say sparking more than they do now.
Well, he doesn't show up anymore, then you might suspect that she did what to him?
Giving the
bounce.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
Give him
the air.
Air. You ever say the mitten? Give him the mitten?
Yeah, give him the mitten, yeah.
Probably an older one, older form.
Yes,
you might have heard
yes.
One. You ever say jilted?
You might have heard that.
But you wouldn't have used that one.
What?
Jilted, you wouldn't say.
No.
Well, gave him the sack?
No,
no, don't use that one. Okay. Now the serenade after the wedding is called the noisy...
Shivery?
Is that ever called anything else? Do you call it serenade? The shivery is a main one.
Around here.
When I suggest another term, I don't mean that you're wrong or anything.
No,
I just want to know some others. Okay. You ever call it a belling?
No, I guess
yes.
They have done that.
Would you think that might be older? Or
yes,
be older.
I think that's older.
Never called it a dish panning?
No.
Or a skimelton? Okay. The man that stands up with the groom in the wedding is the...
That's a man.
And the lady that stands up with the bride is called the...
Bridesmaid.
And after the ceremony, you might say that they are officially